This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In Detroit last week, the League of American Orchestras awarded a Grand Rapids Symphony musician with the Ford Musician Award for Excellence in Community Service. Only four of those awards are presented in the entire nation. The recipient is Diane McElfish-Helly. She's a violinist. The award was for a program she leads called the Music for Health Initiative. Diane McElfish-Helly joins us now. First, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So tell us what the Music for Health Initiative actually is.
The Music for Health Initiative is one of the ways that the symphony is able to send musicians out into the community all the time. People just think of us as an organization sometimes that does concerts on Friday and Saturday nights or concerts in schools, but they think of us on stage, and our Music for Health Initiative is when we flip things around and when we go out to other people. And in this case, it's musicians going first into the Spectrum Neuro Rehab, where we do sessions along with music therapists, people with traumatic brain injury, and then it branched out to cancer in infusion spaces, and it's just grown out from there. So it's live music with people who are in rehabilitation situations, not happy places in their life at the moment, and we're trying to make that better.
How does this help patients and those surrounding them, their support staff?
So we have 12 Grand Rapids Symphony musicians. We go along with music therapists into 50 music therapy sessions a year. So far, we're going to be expanding that. And while they're working with patients, maybe patients who've experienced traumatic brain injury from a car accident or a stroke, or maybe a dementia patient, or maybe someone undergoing these cancer treatments, while they're working with them, sometimes working with mood, sometimes working with exercises, it could be really any way they need to have rehabilitation. We're providing the music for that. And what's special about that is a music therapist will go alone most of the time, and there they are generating the music and evaluating the patient and evaluating the response and working alone. And when the Grand Rapids Symphony players come in, it's like having an amazing tool to use. And for us, it certainly is using our music in a different way.
So the music therapist would generally use a recording of a performance?
No.
Okay.
Music therapists generally use their voice or a guitar or maybe a keyboard. Most of the time they're using live music. But having to do that part and do the therapy, that's a lot of things all at once. When we come in, we're also not just being background. We're not just being like a recording. We're actively involved. We engage with the patients. We can follow along. Musicians are very good at following, especially symphony musicians, right? We follow conductors all the time.
Sure.
So if there's a patient who's trying to learn to move her arm, and maybe she's been given a drum and try to beat the drum, we can follow exactly the tempo she's able to do at first. And if she's able to increase, we can follow exactly. Or we can also kind of push her. It's like a really unique kind of chamber music. And so we'll do things in groups. So there will be a circle of patients. Usually music therapy happens one-on-one. That's most of the time. But when we come, they get groups of patients. So there's an interactive aspect that happens. And we can be part of that. And I think that's one of the things that's really lovely for musicians. So often there's the stage and there's the audience. And we love that relationship. But when we go into these more intimate therapy sessions, we have a circle. It's like we're the performer, or sometimes we're the audience. It's something that we're doing together. They get to perform for us, and we're the audience. There's laughter. There's a very human quality that is happening when music comes into a medical situation.
Now, I understand that music therapy has been around for a while, but how did you come up with this idea that you could take the orchestra to the patients? Why did you think the orchestra should start this Music for Health initiative?
Grand Rapids, perhaps people across Michigan don't know, but Grand Rapids is a major medical center. And our community leaders, probably 20 years ago, in sitting down and looking and planning for this community, very intentionally planned an infusion of something like $1 billion in the growth of medicine here. So within a block of our concert hall starts what we casually call the Medical Mile, and there's the Michigan State Medical School is there, the Van Andel, there's a research institute is there, 4 hospitals. All of this is going on close to us. So one of the questions we've been asking ourselves, and I think every arts institution, is about how do you serve your community? And the other question that we at the Symphony asked ourselves is, what does it mean to be a 21st century orchestra? And what we do Friday and Saturday night in the concert hall is always central, but that's when people can come to us, and they come to us to feed their spirits. They come to us to affect their moods. They come to us for that. And so now we're in a time where people want close contact with their artists. We do so much through our devices. People want something personal. So we looked at the fact that we have this huge medical sector, and we looked at the fact that we are about communicating and going out to our community where they are. And so it seemed to make perfect sense to us to make that connection.
Diane Helley is a violinist with Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra and was presented the Ford Musician Award for Excellence in Community Service by the League of American Orchestras for the Music for Health Initiative. Again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to get to do this work.